Louis Armstrong Hot 5, of course, made an indelible mark on jazz history and the Hot 7 that followed it. And most of their output is well known, but I picked a tune here that is not quite as well known as some of them. It's called King of the Zulus. This is recreationed in the 1957 by Louis Armstrong, with Edmund Hall and clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Trummy Young trombone, George Barnes and guitar, Square Gersh on bass, and Barrett Deems on drums, recorded New York City, 1957, and Louis will tell us all about it.
Here's a song we did that was all about one of the big events of the year in my hometown, the Zulu Parade in Mardi Gras week. We dedicated this tune to the man that was elected king of the parade that year. But it wasn't until 1949, 23 years after I made this record, that the elected Satchmo defeated King of the Zulus. That West Indian accent you will hear near the beginning is our trombonist, Trummy Young.
My chilling rag.
Man, I'm just here from Jamaica, and I don't mean to interrupt the party, but one of me countrymen tell me there's a chitlin' rag going on here. Man, fix me one of those things you call chitlin', but I call them in a tube, and I play one of me native jazz tunes.
Coming up, man, one auto chitlin'.
Thank you.
And that was a little bit of King of the Zulus with Louis Armstrong. And we heard King of the Zulus, which was done in 1957. And I can't believe that Armstrong's lip was so strong after all those years of playing.